It's a special day for this morning on 630 CHED because we are broadcasting live from the Mighty Millions Lottery Grand Prize Show Home, part of a prize package worth $2.6 million. The house itself is just gorgeous. There's a stone on the outside. It has a very old school feel to the look of it. A couple of stories, and then you get inside, and it's look, sometimes I find some of the new homes to be almost too modern, too open, almost too antiseptic. This one has a cool feel to it, a cool vibe to it. It's actually cozy. For a great big house, it feels warm, and I love it. So you're going to get an opportunity to win this grand prize show home, which comes with a BMW and $100,000 cash by picking up a ticket. But just doing it quicker means you're in on bonus prizes and early bird prizes as well. And there's a pretty good one tonight with a deadline of midnight tonight in order to get in on the Oilers bonus prize. That's lower bowl season tickets for your Edmonton Oilers, Stanley Cup contending, we should think, Edmonton Oilers. Plus you get 50 grand cash as well. Tickets and the cash. That's just a bonus prize. But if you get your tickets now, you have a shot at that. And the other early bird prizes and the big prize, et cetera, et cetera. But you're guaranteed that you're going to help out to the Stollery Children's Hospital. And that's what we want to talk about right now. So we often, you know, and you hear me on the radio station regularly saying, you know, it's the very best in medical, in both physical and mental pediatric health care. I don't think anybody does it better. It's not just the care on one or two types of diseases. They have experts who can handle the gamut. And there are some kids that come in, they have a lot of issues that they're facing. And with the folks at the Stollery, it's either they know already, or if they don't, they're darn well going to find out. I want to have a conversation this morning with Andy Akel, who is a dad to Ariana. Ariana has been at the Stollery a couple of times. I guess maybe that's an understatement. Andy, thanks so much for taking time and talking about the Stollery Children's Hospital with us this morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking.
You betcha. Tell us a little bit about Ariana's story. When you first figured out that maybe you might need to get a little bit of help from somebody at the Stollery.
Yeah, no, it all started about when she was 2 months old. We have two older children, and so you kind of get into the rhythm with kids. And then when our Ariana arrived, we had just noticed that things were a little bit off. she wasn't developing like they were. Things were just not progressing as the other two had progressed. And so 2 months old, we kind of started the process, and it all started at the pediatric clinic at the Stollery. From there, just one thing after another. We're still kind of on our journey with her.
Lots of different things that she's dealing with.
Yeah.
So she has some developmental delays, some autism.
Yeah. So when we first started noticing, it was a strider that kind of got this whole process started. And what that is I guess it's like a little flap in the back of her throat. It doesn't work as a normal child would have, I guess. And so anytime she would be bottle feeding or eating, she'd start choking and turning blue and stop breathing. And that was some scary times. And so we started the whole process. One thing led to another, and we were told that it was a genetic mutation. So something that, you know, surgeries couldn't really deal with, but nonetheless, she went through multiple surgeries, try to fix the strider. She's tube fed, so that's another thing that she had to go through. It was multiple surgeries, but the team at the Stollery was fantastic in helping guide us through all of that. So it's a genetic disorder, developmental delay.
Well, the thing is, you mentioned the team. So it's there's so much. There are so many different specialties that you can tap into that can help out, and then the staff. Talk a little bit about some of those relationships, because you probably ended up coming up with a bit of a relationship with the varying staff members, doctors, specialists, all the people who were involved.
Yeah, exactly. So it's exactly like you said. It's multidisciplinary. So it's things like dealing with her ears, nose, and throat. It's things like dealing with the tube feeding. It's things dealing with even her eyes. I mean, she has a specialist at the Stollery, and it's nice that we go in there. They know who Ariana is. They know our story. And we can go in there and feel confident that the care that she's getting is unique to her. Plus that guidance that it provides us, even something as simple as her home nutrition team, helping guide us how to feed her, when to feed her, how much, because it's all new to us. Every day it's new with her. So,
well, it's a lot. You know, being a parent is hard enough. How is it working with all the things that she's dealing with, and then you have two other kids as well, two more kids. I don't want to say other. I say two more. How do you power through that?
You know, you hear stories of you know, mothers who have strength that lift cars if their kids are under a car or anything like that, right? You just you roll with it, and then you go through it, and then in the I don't want to say the aftermath, but the after effects, you sit there and you wonder the same thing. To be honest with you, as a parent,
yeah.
You just kind of do it. And you do it to help her with live her life to the fullest, to give her the most potential. You know, her smile takes all of that pain away, so it's worth it.
Yeah. When Stollery will come to you guys sometimes and say, hey, would you go and just tell your story? Why is it important to tell your story and support the foundation?
Because they've done, the Stollery's done a lot for our family. They are part of our family. I think it's... Well, we hear stories that we should, you know, support things like the Stollery. But until you're in it, you don't understand how much that means. And so for families that are in the Stollery, and there are families that see the Stollery more than we do, most definitely. And so the more we can help with these organizations, the more we can help the Stollery, the more support we can give to families. It just makes it easier for families.
Mm-hmm. Well said, and thank you so much. Continue good luck. Lots of love to Ariana, the other kids, and keep on chugging.
Amazing. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You bet. Take care. Andy Akel has been joining us this morning. He's a Stollery dad. Ariana has been going to the Stollery more than a few times, and certainly has gotten to know the staff. One of the reasons we're here at the Mighty Millions Lottery Grand Prize Show Home, part of the $2.1 million prize package. Bonus deadline tonight for the Oilers tickets, the season tickets, lower bowl, plus $50,000. That deadline is midnight tonight.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.